So you guys are taking a little field trip today.
Yeah, a little sudden change. You know, sudden change is always good, you know. You guys, never comfortable. You never know what's going to happen. Just got to be ready to go practice. And I think our guys will go up and have a good practice. And that's what we're looking forward to.
Can you walk me through the decision of, you know, who makes the final decision? Team doctors you about how to move? What's that process of figuring out your backup plan?
Well, we, like I said yesterday, that the welfare of our student athletes are always first and foremost. And we talked with our team physician, and they monitor it and all and give us some input on it and where we're at with the air quality. And we got to practice, so they tell us where we're at, so we found somewhere else to go practice, you know. So we don't want any distraction while we're practicing, and the smoke is a little distraction, but it's also can cause some health issues. So we want to make sure our guys are healthy and we're able to get a good practice in.
As a coaching staff, how do you kind of plan out and adjust the change in facilities that you're going to be experiencing today?
We had our support staff, Sherrod Everett, went up and searched out the school that we're going to and made sure that it was in good shape for our guys to go out and for us to be able to go operate and get things done that we need to. So he went up and checked that out, and everything was okay. So we decided that's what we're going to do.
Cristobal was saying that the time that you guys are going to, you know, the hour drive out there, it gives you guys a chance to maybe watch more film on the bus, you know, kind of come together as a team. Do you feel like that, you know, it's a negative that you guys have to go out there, but you can still take positives from it?
I don't feel any negative. We still get to practice. It's just in a different different place. We got to play in different places. It's a sudden, like I said, it's a sudden change for our guys, and keep our guys always locked into what we got to do, and want them to have the mindset of no matter what, we still got to go practice and have a good practice. And so I don't look at it as a negative of going up to Florence to practice. It's still a positive. It's a positive we get to be together again. We're around each other a lot now. School's not in, so we're always around each other. But it's right to be nice. I'm sure some guys will look at the back of their eyelids on the way there.
Was the Moe Center, was the air going to be an issue in the Moe Center, even if you went there?
Yeah, you can't see here, but you got some, yes, yeah, it's an issue in there too. It smells just like this in there, and again, we didn't want any distraction. We want to be able to go practice and not have to worry about smelling smoke. That's it.
Right. Thanks, Willie.
I appreciate y'all. I'm sorry you all came way down here.
We're leaving. Oh, well, that's how it goes. Appreciate you all.
Thank you.